Today we celebrate the feast of another of those great saints of the Church that is not too well known to most. St. Joseph Calasanxius, or Calasanz. He was born in Spain, in Calasanz, and he became a priest and went to Rome. And it's interesting how all throughout the ages, many of the saints and the clerics who wanted to have the best of the best, the teaching, the learning, and so forth, went to Rome. Well, when he got there, he found, as many of us have found, that Rome is filled with evil. And there were thousands of young boys who were roaming around the city and getting into trouble, and they were dirty and filthy and speaking in a dirty way. And his heart broke that these children that were supposed to be the children of the Church and of God in the city that is the center of the universe, in the sense of the religious universe, Rome, should be like this. And so he began an enterprise on his own, and later on was joined by others, which he's called the Clerics Regular of the Pious Schools, to teach these young boys their catechism and the basics of life. He gathered them and took them out of the streets, very similar to St. Philip Neri, but he was a very different man from St. Philip Neri. He was more serious than St. Philip Neri. And soon enough, he was joined by many other young men, including some of the sons of some of the nobility. And it was some of these that were to cause a lot of problems. The readings of today speak about the fact that wisdom protected him and went with him into the pit. That means into prison, in a sense. Well, some of these young men of wealthy families, and they had connections so nobody could touch them, were very evil and very immoral. And in our day and age, when we have seen so many children being abused, especially boys, by the clergy, St. Joseph Calasanx is a very important saint. He, on the other hand, was so filled with God and the love of God that he did not look around him to see these things. And sometimes that's not good, that somebody is so up in the clouds that they don't see the reality around them. And so these people got away with murder. Well, eventually they put him away, and people began to accuse. They saw what was going on, but they did not accuse these wealthy young men that became priests in his order. They accused him. And so he was put aside in a tower, and this was the way pretty much in which he ended his life, but not quite. He before that happened, the Holy Father and other cardinals who were his friends, for they admired him greatly and supported him greatly, were able to discover that the culprits were some of these wealthy young noblemen from noble Roman families who were very, very immoral and were hurting and abusing the children. And so they put them away and delivered St. Joseph Calasanx from his prison. And it was thus, not too long after that, he died, nevertheless, at the ripe old age of 92 in the year 1648. So whenever we are discouraged by the things that go on in the world and in the Church of today, we need to look back at the history of the Church and the life of the saints. This is not the only time when there have been evil people. Evil and immorality began in the Garden of Eden with Satan, with Lucifer, and Adam and Eve. And it has been with us since, and will be with us till the end of time. So we beseech the help and assistance of St. Joseph Calasanx to deliver us from all this evil. In the meantime, the pious schools, though much reduced in these days of calamity, nevertheless still stand and educate many, many young boys in the teachings of the gospel. May God Almighty have mercy on us all. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.